Number 14. The Family Photo. The man behind the camera stopped his atonal whistling for a moment. "Sir, if I could get you to look this way, please." The photographer and his attentive staff, working in front of an audience in the auditorium, were doing their best to make sure that this would be a great picture. The family portrait last year was atrocious. Mr. Saxton had insisted on everyone wearing an odd collection of clothes from the attic. 17-year-old Stephen had been mortified by his own attire, which included a tie clip in the shape of an astrolabe, which was attached to a pocket watch by a silver chain. He claimed the outfit made him look like a 19th-century Astronomical Society member, or an attorney, and that the astringent his father had splashed on his face was totally unnecessary. "Why don't we just auction off all this stuff and buy some real clothes?" he had protested. Of course, Stephen was atypical in his family, for he had never spent time in the asylum. His great-grandfather had visited an auger when he arrived in this new country. His country torn asunder in the war, he was eager to hear his fortune. "You were very astute to come and find me," the old woman had whispered. "But know this now, your family is cursed." Siblings locked in futile wars of attrition, hereditary astigmatism, chronic muscle atrophy. Sons and daughters led astray, unable to excel in athletics. For 99 years, your family will attain no status in this country. Though worry will attenuate your body, you will live to see the end of this curse. The story had been repeated many times, with ad-lib augmentation. Great-grandfather Saxton became obsessed with astrology, dabbling in atheism, even drilling holes in the field with a giant augmented auger to attune the family with the land. The neighbors on the next farm had been astounded when he arrived at their door, saying that he was an enumerator for the astral census and was there to do an atheistic audit on their household. For three generations, the augury proved true. But Stephen was the atavism that the old woman had foreseen. His audacious success would atone for the atrocities of past generations. Great-grandfather said that the asymmetric moles on Stephen's face attested to the fact that he was the one. Stephen, for the most part, believed none of this craziness, and attributed his attainment. There was an audible sigh of relief as the photographer finally said, "Cheese!"